It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. Miracles and wonders, all God's glory on display. Dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good Sunday morning, or Sunday afternoon, or Sunday evening, whatever time zone you may be in. Welcome to the Sunday edition, November the 24th. The Breakout Prayer Network, November the 23rd, excuse me there, November 23rd of the Breakout Prayer Network. So delighted to have you on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. We're going to pray today. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And so we believe in the power of prayer. We believe the scripture that says, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. He said, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. So we believe in the power of prayer. We believe that America's in critical condition. The walls have been broken down and the gates have been burned with fire. And so we're praying. And so I've been a prayer leader for many years in this nation. And a couple of years ago, the Holy Spirit spoke to me that I was to send out a daily prayer. And so about 6,000 people received this prayer. You can do that by going to letspraymerica.com and signing up for that 60-second prayer. And then a few months ago, the Holy Spirit spoke to me that I was to lead prayer on internet radio using the skills that God gave me years ago when I was a radio announcer, sportscaster, news person before I entered full-time ministry. And so here I am doing 24-hour a day prayer. You can listen to me anytime, day or night, and you can pray with me anytime, day or night. So this is a prayer broadcast, not where you just listen to somebody, but this is a prayer broadcast that you can pray along with me. My pastor, Bob Nichols, is going to be with me shortly. He's going to be talking about what God is doing at Calvary Cathedral Church in Fort Worth, Texas. And he's going to be praying for pastors. We're going to be praying for pastors and churches on this Sunday, this Lord's Day. I trust you're getting ready to go to church, or maybe you've already been to church. But anyhow, it's a great day to go and worship the King. His name is Jesus. So, Father, we come. Would you pray with me right now? Father God, we come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. We pray right now, thy kingdom come, thy will be done during this Sunday morning radio broadcast, that you would come, Holy Spirit, and anoint me, your servant, Dale Gentry. And I pray, oh God, that you would anoint those people that are praying with me today here on BPN Radio. And thank you, Lord, for the people that are listening in and agreeing in prayer. Lord, we know the power of prayer, that if any two shall agree touching any one thing, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So I just believe you, God. And we believe you in Jesus' name. So we pray, Holy Spirit, that you would anoint this prayer service today. And we thank you for the power of prayer. We thank you, Lord, that as we pray, that you come and minister to us. And so we know that the hope of a nation is if your people pray. Now let Satan have one more. What if the church for heaven's sake finally stepped up to